This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The results from the Iowa caucuses are trickling in after a technical meltdown that delayed the outcome for nearly a full day. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
With nearly two-thirds of the Iowa precincts tabulated and announced, the early results show former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders leading the opening contest. Buttigieg is campaigning in New Hampshire, the live free or die state.
Free means more than just living free from government interference. Sure, sometimes it means just that. Like ensuring that the government stays out of the business of dictating to women what their reproductive health care choices ought to be.
And Sanders is there, too.
Today marks the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Iowa Democratic Party Chair Troy Price is apologizing for what he calls a coding error, but says that he's confident the results coming out now are correct. President Trump easily won the GOP contest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Donald Trump is preparing to deliver his annual State of the Union speech tonight. The invitation to speak came, as tradition dictates, from the House of Representatives, which recently impeached him. Senators are scheduled to vote Wednesday on whether or not to convict President Trump and remove him from office. It's virtually certain they will acquit him on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of justice. His Republican Party holds a majority in the Senate, where a two-thirds vote would be needed for conviction and removal. The theme of Trump's third State of the Union speech tonight will be the Great American Comeback. Meanwhile, a new Gallup poll puts President Trump's public approval rating at 49%. It's his highest ever since his election in 2016. His ratings have generally been in the mid to low 40s. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.